Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ron Kukol. I'm guest hosting this evening for Phil Turney. Phil's taken a little bit of a well-deserved rest from the radio program, and he called me kind of on short notice this morning and asked me if I would take the show tonight. And I told him, I said, well, I guess I'll take the show, but I'm going to have a raise. And he said, no, we can't give you a raise. The economy being that it is, we just can't give it to you. And I said, well, I guess what I'm going to do, I guess you know what kind of quality of show you're going to get tonight. And to that, he didn't say anything. But actually, I'm kidding, ladies and gentlemen. We don't get paid a thing for this. We do it because we love this country. We do it because the truth needs to be known. And we do it because we love you. We love your families. And we just want you to know how much we do care. And as I said, nobody gets a paycheck here. We do it out of love of country. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest on, Professor Kevin McDonald. And I think Professor McDonald might have been on here once before. But a very distinguished man with a bio here that maybe I can't get all the way through before the music starts again, but I'm sure going to give it a shot. Kevin McDonald is professor of psychology at California State University, Long Beach. After receiving a master's degree in evolutionary biology, he received a PhD in biobehavioral sciences, both at the University of Connecticut. Since assuming his position at California State University, Long Beach, his research has focused on developing evolutionary perspectives on culture, developmental psychology, and personality theory, the origins and maintenance of monogamous marriage in Western Europe, and ethnic relations, group evolutionary strategies. He is the author of more than 100 scholarly papers and reviews. And he is the author of Social and Personality Development and Evolutionary Synthesis, 1988, A People That Shall Dwell Alone, Judaism as a Group Evolutionary Strategy, 1994, Separation and Its Discontents Toward an Evolutionary Theory of Anti-Semitism, 1998, and The Culture of Critique, an Evolutionary Analysis of Jewish Involvement in 20th Century Intellectual and Political Movements, 1998. He has also edited three books, Sociobiological Perspectives on Human Development, 1988, Parent-Child Play, Descriptions and Implications, 1994, and Evolutionary Perspectives on Human Development, 2004. Cultural Insurrections, a collection of essays, appeared in 2008. Well, I guess I got through that pretty good. I don't have too many of those initials behind my name, and I'm always honored, I would say, to talk to someone like Professor McDonald. And I do have a scenario I want to present to him tonight and ask him a few questions. I am one of the USS Liberty survivors. I was the officer in charge. Okay, we hear the music. We'll be here on the other side. Thank you very much.
There were too many errors and too much time wasted. The bombs were coming down. It would be too late for liberty.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and we're listening to the music of the beautiful cat, Faber. And we had to really dig her up from many, many years ago, because that song was composed by her and sung by her several years ago. So I understand that Professor McDonald is not quite ready to come on yet. I think that he'll be ready shortly. You know how busy these guys are. And I just thought I'd run this by you people while we're kind of treading water here a little bit. I noticed that Chuck Hagel, former Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, who I've talked to a few times, is possibly in the running for, I believe, Secretary of Defense, as I read in the news here just lately. And I understand that that there's a lot of resentment from the Israelis about, not resentment, I guess, but they really don't want to see him run, and they don't really want to see him in office. And I'm going to just say that Senator Chuck Hagel, at one time, former senator, was invited to come to a USS Liberty reunion and speak. Due to circumstances, I think, beyond his control, he never got there. And I suppose that maybe they got wind of it years back before our reunions, and who knows why he didn't end up coming on the show. I think Senator Hagel is a fine person, and I would really love to see this happen for him. I guess while I'm waiting, I might mention that Ben's Professor McDonald is seems to be an expert. Not seems to be, he is an expert on the theory of anti-Semitism and just that. I had a short scenario that I wanted to present to him tonight, and I might have to do it twice. I'm just kind of, like I said, treading water here tonight. And the scenario I'm presenting to him is it's been over 45 years since the attack on USS Liberty on June 8th, 1967. The crew on the USS Liberty was almost totally, not totally, I should say, because I don't want to, the CTs aboard the ship, the communications technicians, were about three-fourths of the complement of the ship. These men, including myself, and I hope it doesn't sound like I'm trying to blow my own horn, these men were some of the most trusted people in the United States government. Working for the Naval Security Group. They were checked out. Their background was checked out, and sometimes very much, very extensively. I can only tell you that in my own case, my background was checked out, and I think they went so far back as we found out my grandmother was born in Prague, Czechoslovakia, and they went quite a ways back. So my question, when the professor gets on here, is going to be fairly simple. I'm a pretty simple man, and I'm not going to use any big words here tonight. I'm just going to ask him, as an expert, how he thinks we could, several of us have been called anti-Semitic because we're just trying to tell the truth to this country. I think, you know, there's not a man, and there happens to be a few of the crew listening tonight. I hope they will call in. But there's not a one that I know of that didn't have his background extensively checked out. Point I'm trying to make here tonight is that the word anti-Semitic seems to be thrown around on a pretty regular basis. Anytime someone says something they don't like, you got to be anti-Semitic. Well, I got to say this, the United States government must have made a terrible mistake back in those days, because that means that they evidently put several of us CTs in a group of the most trusted in the United States government, and now all of a sudden we're anti-Semitic. I don't think our government would have picked on people like that, do you? Now, that's just something I'm throwing out there, because I've heard time and time again, even from a former ambassador that was on our show once, that it's just it's a ploy, it's a trick. And so I'm laying it out here for everybody to just kind of chew on this a little bit. And would you think for a moment that the men have been on this show, the communications technicians, and there have been a few, that have been on this show, Joe Lentini, Ernie Gallo, just to name a couple of the guys who were listed as very trusted, with a very high clearance, top secret clearance. And all of a sudden, these men, after the attack, are all of a sudden anti-Semitic. So I want to I'm going to put this to the professor, and I'm very sorry. If I have to repeat it again, I won't drag it out any more than I have to. And hopefully he will come up with an answer on this. And maybe, just possibly, a few of you will call in and let me give me your input on it. Also, another thing I'd like to bring up, and I suppose it sounds like I'm toot my own horn. I don't really mean to do that. But I have never actually been called anything right to my face for many, many years. I think it's happened a couple of times. I've sort of ignored it. And my thoughts were this, is that my reputation as a man who worked in most trusted places in the United States government, the fact that the most that's ever happened to me in my life as far as breaking the law is a couple speeding tickets. On top of that, they've decided to display my uniform at the official Naval Museum which I doubt very seriously if I was what they like to call people now and then, if that would ever happen. Now, my point is, again, the U.S. Navy and the Official Naval Museum has indeed displayed this uniform, which does not represent just me. It represents the whole crew of the USS Liberty. And tonight, let me just read the placard that's in the exhibit case. And again, it sounds like I'm calling attention to myself, but this is what they put in there. Uniform, communications technicians, first class, USS Liberty. There's a number there. And that number is, I'm trying to read the number here. Anyway, it does say Petty Officer Ronald G. Kukol wore the uniform aboard the USS Liberty in 1967. He stood about 30 feet from the spot where a torpedo struck the ship. Kukol survived. So this is what they decided to put on the placard in the exhibit case. And a lot of this stuff probably wouldn't come up tonight, but as I'm aptly mentioned a while ago, I'm treading water. Until the professor comes on, hopefully we'll get some phone calls. And I'd like your input also on that tonight, if you got some time to chew this over a little bit and see what you think. The newspaper article says in 2004, Ron Kukol of Sheridan donated his U.S. Navy uniform to be included in a Cold War exhibit featured at the Hampton Roads Naval Museum in Norfolk, Virginia. The exhibit includes a display on the USS Liberty, which was hit June 8, 1967, by a torpedo fired by an Israeli torpedo. The attack occurred during the Arab-Israeli Six-Day War. Kukol, a communications technician aboard the USS Liberty, learned his uniform will now be a part of a permanent display at the museum. And I have checked on that, and it is going to stay on permanent display. I've said that the attack on the Liberty has been a subject of controversy for many years. And, I gotta tell you, there's no controversy in my mind. And I doubt very seriously if there's any controversy in the, minds of the, any of the crew that was there that day. According to the Department of the Navy, Naval Historical Center in Washington, D.C., on its official website, their, statement is, during the Six-Day War between Israel and several Arab nations, the USS Liberty was sent to collect electronic intelligence in the Eastern Mediterranean. On the afternoon of 8 June 1967, while in international waters off the Sinai Peninsula, Liberty, though clearly marked as a U.S. Navy ship, was struck by Israeli aircraft. After suffering damage and many personal casualties from gunfire, rockets, and bombs, she was further attacked by three Israeli Navy motor torpedo boats. One torpedo hit her on the starboard side, forward of the superstructure, opening a large hole in her hull. And all 34 men were killed in the attacks, and nearly 170 wounded. Israel subsequently apologized for the incident, explaining that Aaron... Okay, we'll hear the music. Hopefully on the other side we'll hear Professor McDonald. Thank you.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Well, the time is fine. For the story to be told, that should have been listened to.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back now, and hopefully we have Professor McDonald on. I understand we do. Are you on, Professor?
Yes, I'm here. Glad to be here. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, that's okay. We treaded water here for a while, and I'm sorry tonight. I'm guest hosting. My name is Ron Kukol. And Phil called me on short notice. He's just taking a short sabbatical. And I read your bio tonight, and I had a couple of questions that I wanted to ask you, especially when you wrote, Judaism as a group evolutionary strategy, separation and its discontents toward an evolutionary theory of anti-Semitism. I wanted to ask you, and just to give you a short scenario of something that's been bothering me for a lot of years as one of the survivors on the USS Liberty. The finger of anti-Semitism seems to be pointed at anybody that wants to tell the truth about some things. At least that's the way I feel anyway. And I really have never had that happen to me, but maybe just a couple of times. And what's really bothered me over the years, Professor, is simply this. Three-fourths of the crew of the USS Liberty were communications technicians, of which I was one. Every one of them carried a top-secret clearance, which meant that their background was went through with a fine-tooth comb. I know they did mine, and I know they went all the way back to my grandparents, all the way back in Czechoslovakia. The point that I'm trying to make here is that when this occurrence happens, when the finger is pointed at you that you must be anti-Semitic just because you're talking about the truth about something, how is it possible that three-fourths of the crew of the USS Liberty with a top-secret clearance could be picked by the United States government and then find out that they're all anti-Semitic? Now, Maybe that's a pretty point blank question, but I think you can answer it. And
I'd be happy to talk about it. Yeah, I mean, the reality is that Jewish activist organizations use the term anti-Semitism to intimidate people. So anybody who crosses their path, actually nowadays, any criticism of Israel is often called anti-Semitic. I mean, if you criticize Israeli government for the settlements or something like that, they will call you anti-Semitic. It's being used as much as they can. It's a weapon, and it's very effective. I mean, politicians are terrified, or anybody's terrified, to be called an anti-Semite. But you're right. I mean, you've got the whole crew there. They're all been cleared for top clearance. They're all intelligent guys. To say that they're all anti-Semitic, quote, anti-Semitic, is ridiculous. Probably most of them had absolutely no understanding of Jewish issues at all, or any concern about it, really. But now they've been thrust into this, and as soon as you make the suggestion that Israel did this knowingly, willingly, had some motive to do it, well, that's going to be called anti-Semitism.
Yes, and I understand that completely. It's happened to some of the other guys on a fairly regular basis. And you pretty much, answered my questions on that. I've always felt, that, if my reputation couldn't withstand that type of, finger pointing, then, there's no sense in me even, making any effort whatsoever. And we do have, I gotta tell you this. We do have a couple, three people that I know that could come on this radio show and give us some really good testimony and some very good evidence about the attack and the truth of it all. And I know that I've been told several times that their only reason and their refusal to come on is because they're afraid of that finger being pointed at them. I walked through that a long time ago, Professor. I just felt really strongly that if my reputation won't withstand them, that I don't have a good reputation at all. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think you're very courageous. Reality is that Jewish activist organizations have a lot of power, and if somebody says something that they don't like, the first thing they try to do is get them fired from their job. I'm an academic. They came on campus. They tried to get me fired. There's a three-year-long campaign, a lot of nastiness, a lot of hostility. But, you know, you just sort of get used to it. You got to realize they are what they are, and they're going to do what they can do. And the first thing they will do is try to get the person fired from his job. And there are several people who've run into exactly that. Rick Sanchez on MSNBC was at CNN. He got fired because he talked about Jewish power in the media. And it's just typical that's exactly what they try to do. The first thing, get them fired. That sends a message. It sends a clear message that you are taking your life in your hands. And, you know, you can believe all you want and have, you know, really strong attitudes and believe you're telling the truth and all that. But if you think you're going to be out of a job next week if you talk about this, it's rather chilling.
I think that's very true. And courageous is not really what I would term myself. Let me be really frank about this. You know, I'm not in a position where I could lose a job or, oh, here's your music, Professor. We'll see you on the other side of these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle T-U-F-F shelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back again, and we do have a caller on the line, but the one thing I would like to bring up is that the professor has made a very valid point here. Someone in a very high position, it takes a lot of courage to stand up to these people. Someone like me, they're not going to bother with. But I want to bring up our first caller. I might tell you, Professor, that I did talk about the possible nomination of Chuck Hagel, former Nebraska senator, for I believe it was Secretary of Defense. I was asking people if they would come on and give me a little bit of input on that, plus, you know, what we've already been talking about. So we do have a caller on, James Morris. How you doing, James, and Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Ron, it was a nice surprise to hear you hosting. I didn't know Phil couldn't make the show today. It's good to get a call in for Kevin McDonald. Kevin and Ron, I think what Kevin just said about people, you know, the influence of the Israel lobby and how it can, you know, get a person's job lost, I think that puts a lot of intimidation and fear into people. I mean, as Kevin mentioned, with Rick Sanchez over at CNN, you know, he had a CNN show and he got interviewed by Jon Stewart that night. And he basically said what seemed to be the truth. If you look at what Oliver Stone said about the power and influence of the Jewish lobby and how Chaim Saban went after his History Channel or Showtime series, and also what he said about the Jewish lobby pushing for war with Iran. I mean, and Oliver Stone's, you know, half Jewish. And then you've got John Kerry now, who's just been nominated as Secretary of State, and he's half Jewish and all for the settlements in the West Bank, Israel first through and through. And yet you have Chuck Hagel, who Ron just mentioned, and he said that I'm not going to be intimidated by the Jewish lobby. And you've got, you know, the Israel lobby after him full-blown. I mean, you've got the neocons after him. You've got, you know, leftist Zionists after him, and now they're bringing in the gay card. I saw Rachel Maddow on MSNBC last night. The main concern for her with her being a lesbian, of course, is gay issues, and Chuck Hagel had said something about an ambassador that Obama had appointed to Luxembourg, I believe his name was Hormel, and he was, like, you know, pretty aggressively gay, according to Hagel, and he didn't think that that kind of ambassador should be in that position. And of course, that's rallied up the gay activists against him. So I don't know what to say about that, but in closing, or I could stay on the line, whatever you'd like me to do, Ron. Kevin McDonald had written an excellent article, just quickly, I wanted to make sure I touched on this, because it could be Googled. You can be Googled, and it's called Thinking About Neoconservatism. And you have a lot of people that will come back and they'll say that neoconservatism isn't a Jewish movement, and it's just, you know, a bunch of, like you have Finkelstein who tries to say the neocons had nothing to do with George W. Bush's foreign policy and their America First nationalists and all this kind of stuff that he comes out with. And our good friend Stephen Snagosky has tried to debunk quite a bit of that, and Phil Weiss over at his Mondo Weiss blog has as well. But the person who really address this, and if you, like I said, just Google his Thinking About Neoconservatism article, and that's Kevin McDonald. And if he could talk about all these issues, that would be great.
Your response, Professor?
Regarding Chuck Hagel, it is a very interesting nomination by Obama, because he must have known that he was going to offend the Israel lobby. I mean, as soon as that name came out, they went crazy. William Crystal, I guess, started it, but I actually wrote a blog on it on my website, The Axel Observer, because there's an article in the Wall Street Journal by Brett Stevens that is just breathtakingly vicious and hostile. I mean, he accuses Hagel of being an anti-Semite, that he basically hates Jews and all that. Here it is in the Wall Street Journal. It's just outrageous. But what the good news is, though, is that there have been a lot of people who usually are pretty silent, but they're standing up this time. They're defending Hagel. There's probably at least 10, 15 pretty well known names. Stephen Walt, for one, the guy who wrote co-authored the Israel lobby. So I'm actually kind of encouraged, because I think that first of all, Obama nominated him. I mean, in other words, it's well known that Hagel is opposed to a war in Iran. He doesn't, he wants negotiations first. He's not a hawk on all that stuff. He's made statements that, if he's actually a senator from a state in the United States, he's not a senator from Israel. And so he doesn't, he said things that the people in the Israel lobby are just horrified with. He said the kinds of things that usually AIPAC will send a huge pile of money to an opponent, So if he's in the Senate, if he says stuff like that, an awful lot of money must have gone to his opponent, because this is the kind of rhetoric that the Israel lobby just hates.
Kevin, exactly, and not to cut Kevin off, I just wanted to add something quickly here. At my ushijack.com blog, it's america-hijack.com, and the shortcut's ushijack.com, you can see some of the articles, including that Stevens one that Kevin just mentioned. I mean, you got to keep in mind that the Wall Street Journal is a neocon conduit. You know, it's basically a propaganda instrument for the neocons, which is the upper echelon of the Israel lobby. And like I said, Kevin's article, Thinking About Neoconservatism, and an expanded version of that, Neoconservatism as a Jewish Movement, completely conveys how neoconservatism is indeed a Jewish movement. You may not have every neocon who is Jewish, but their movement came from the American Jewish Committee Commentary magazine, and in fact, the email exchanges that I had with General Petraeus, the neocon Max Boot, who was basically trying to scheme with him to get him to run for president, apparently, he said, well, I'll fix this up, don't worry about anybody calling you anti-Semitic for saying that our support for Israel is a threat to U.S. troops in theater, which indeed it is. I mean, those six or seven CIA operatives on the Afghan-Pakistan border were killed by a Jordanian doctor who basically was a double agent with Al-Qaeda and Jordanian intelligence services. And his main motivation, he was working at the Palestinian refugee camps. He could have gone anywhere in the world to be a doctor, but he was working in the Palestinian refugee camps in Jordan, and he couldn't stand how they were displaced there and treated like they were after Israel was created. So he was a double agent. Like I said, he went to Afghanistan, and the CIA thought he was safe, didn't check him, and he blew himself up and killed six or seven of the CIA operatives there, and that's the worst attack in CIA history. So what I'm trying to get at is that basically validates what was conveyed through CENTCOM's military posture status to the Congress that day via Petraeus. And of course,
James, would you please, when the music comes up, would you please hang on? I'd like you to relate the incident that happened at San Diego this summer, this last summer for me?
Sure, sure, Ron.
I'd like it, so please hang on. I know the music's coming up. Go ahead and continue with what you were saying.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I want to let Kevin get back to addressing that neoconservatism as a Jewish movement. And
Very good.
And Ron, about that confrontation with McCain and on Memorial Day in San Diego, yeah, that was I was on the line with, on the phone with Phil Turney as I did it, and you can just do a Google search, McCain confronted John McCain, USS Liberty, McCain, USS Liberty, Cindy McCain, USS Liberty, it's all there. But the direct link, and I know the show's archived, so I'll just give it out, it's a tiny URL. tinyurl.com/McCain confronted And you can see all the comments that are there. And I really appreciated the comment that you had, Ron, at the Huffington Post piece that that also resulted after that confrontation with McCain. I'm surprised it happened. I mean, that they actually published it and even mentioned the Liberty there. And that all is at another website. And I'll go back to Kevin. tinyurl.com/McCain McCain, USS Liberty. It's all there. But I'm going to give the floor back to Kevin because what he's done in terms of helping us find out how the neocon movement, and again, it's the neocons pushing all these wars. You've got AIPAC as well, but keep in mind that JINSA, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, which Colin Powell had mentioned in his book, or the biograph, actually by Karen DeYoung of the Washington Post, she'd written a biographical book about him, and you can look up JINSA in Index, and he said it was the JINSA crowd that was basically in control of the Pentagon. And we know that because Cheney was associated with JINSA, Project for New American Century, and all those other neocons, you know, Wolfowitz, Feith, that pushed us into Iraq, and now the same neocons want to go into Iran for Israel as well. So I'll hand it back to Kevin, and if you could elaborate on any of this, Kevin, that'd be great.
Yeah, hang on, James. Okay, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, a couple things. I mean, I do think that the nomination of Hagel is a good sign that the Obama administration is not intent on war. I'm not sure he's going to be actually nominated, but it's certainly a signal that they're not going to be rushing off to war. But, the article he's mentioning is about neoconservatives as a Jewish movement. It's certainly not the case that all the people who are calling themselves neocons are Jews, but they're the backbone of the movement. They started it from the beginning. It's been obvious that the main goal is to sort of prop up American foreign policy in favor of Israel, especially within the Republican Party, because the Israel lobby felt during the Carter administration that they had to get both sides of the aisle, that they really had to cultivate conservatives, because up till then, the Jewish community had been basically in the Democratic camp. They'd been basically all liberals. And so you had what you had. There was a few Jews who sort of broke away from the Democratic Party and the sort of liberalized stuff, and they started to try to get into the conservative mold. And their main motive was to ensure that the Republican Party would be okay on Israel. So it's an interesting history there.
Well, Kevin, and Ron, what Kevin just said is right on. Not to interject, but just to give something along that line. I agree that Obama apparently is against war with Iran, but we just see in the news, again, it's over at my ushijack.com blog, that he's just given, or is giving, Netanyahu 5,000 bunker busters, and that was the price paid, apparently, for Netanyahu not to attack Iran before the election. Now, whether he was going to or not, or just playing a poker bluff there to get this armament, that was the deal that was done. So basically, Obama has given him the green light, Netanyahu, to attack Iran, which, of course, would draw us in more than likely. But what Kevin also just said this now about how the neocons started as these leftist, or Democrat at least, Jews, it's spot on, because I think you have the founders of neoconservatism, either John Podhoretz or Irvin Kristol. One of them, I think it was Kristol's father, that's Bill Kristol, the prominent neocons on the news all the time, especially Fox Neocon News Channel. And anyway, he had said, yeah, the reason we have to have a strong American military is so it's there to protect Israel or defend Israel. So you got it right there, exactly what Kevin just said, to get the Republican Party on line with Israel and to make our military robust, that it's there to protect or defend Israel or fight wars for Israel like we did in Iraq. And not only that, we're going broke paying for that military. I'm an ardent supporter of the military, just not when it's fighting wars for Israel.
Okay, well, I must say that after being at this for over 45 years, that to see any kind of a break. And here the professor is talking tonight about people are starting to wise up a little bit. They're starting to get a little smarter. I've actually noticed it myself somewhat in my own little group of email people that I've been talking quite a little bit about Benghazi, and that doesn't make a lot of sense to them, and they feel that the attention has been drawn away for some other reason to, I didn't put that correctly, but usually when you see some traumatic thing like that happening, they want you to focus there and there's something else going on. I didn't think these people that I know would ever have a clue. And according to Professor McDonald tonight, he says people are starting to wake up.
I just noticed that several people have come in defense of Hagel, both among liberals and among conservatives. It just seems like a different atmosphere now. You know, I think people around the world are aware of what Israel is. I mean, in the recent UN vote on the status of the Palestinians, America was the only country that voted against it, really, apart from Israel and a couple little island nations in Canada. In other words, all of Europe, basically the entire world, voted against in favor of the Palestinian proposal there. So I think there's an awareness around the world that Israel is a rogue state, that it's a vicious, oppressive state. They engage in apartheid and ethnic cleansing. And it's something that most of the world is pretty horrified with, like virtually all the world. And so the thing that's really amazing is that Americans, so many intelligent Americans still don't get it. I think, you know, when they look around the world, they see the votes like that at the UN, they have to say, you know, there's some special influence that the Jewish lobby has in this country, and it is very powerful.
Well, Kevin, what's interesting? If you could elaborate on this, too, not to take it away from Ron, just a quick question, because what you just said about the Jewish lobby is very important. First of all, don't you think this goes back to the nomination of Chaz Freeman as well, when
just
Obama had nominated
situation.
Him and the Israel lobby went after him?
You nominated somebody who had a record that the Israel lobby opposed. There was a huge stink, and Freeman had to pull out.
And what did he say? Exactly, Kevin. What did he say? Just that U.S. support for Israel was a threat to us, basically.
Yeah, and so he got knocked out by these guys. But again, I'm sensing a different atmosphere this time. A lot of people, actually quite a few liberals, very opposed to this scuttling of the nomination by these neocons, and quite a few conservatives as well. So I think there's a feeling that what he said about the Jews and what he said about Israel simply should not be considered out of bounds. And he said something like, you know, I'm not a senator from Israel, you know, and we should all resonate to that, and there shouldn't be anybody that objects to that. But
Kevin, could you elaborate on this too, just a quick question on this, because this is where he's taking heat. I noticed from Stevens Wall Street Journal article that Hagel accurately said it was the Jewish lobby, and then Stevens came back and said it's not the Jewish lobby. Even Mershon and Walt don't say that. It's the Israel lobby. Well, of course, of that Israel lobby, you have Christian Zionists, but who has the main clout when you see that AIPAC convention? It's mostly
exactly.
Israel first
and
Jews.
That's the point that Stevens and a couple other Jewish spokesmen now, they've gone after Hagel for that reason, but it's ridiculous. I mean, the Israel lobby is predominantly Jewish. I mean, in fact, it's far closer connection to the mainstream Jewish community than virtually anything else. I mean, it's very powerful, but the mainstream, and you know, even though most of the American Jewish community is liberal and Democrat, they still support the lobby. They stand by with all the stuff that goes on. So the Israel lobby is very, very much a Jewish creation, even if it is sort of further to the right than most of the American Jews. And as far as the Christian Zionists, they have absolutely no power. I mean, when is the last time anybody listened to anything the Christian Zionists had to say about sex or marriage or anything like that? You know, but they're trotted out as this big power behind the Israel lobby. It's ridiculous. Without the Jewish activist organizations and the money that they have, the Israel lobby being nothing.
And Kevin, don't you, I completely agree, and then I'm going to hand this back to Ron. Obviously, he's the host of the show, but I just, Kevin's such a valued guest here with the information that he has on all of this, especially related to the Jewish nature of neoconservatism and the lobby and all that. And as we seem to be facing a war with Syria, which has been pushed forward by the Israel lobby, as I mentioned on Russia Today, you just Google my name in Russia Today, James Morris, Russia Today, you can see that segment. But Kevin, what about also, you've got a situation where...
Here comes the music, James.
Okay. And I'll give it
back
to
you. We'll catch you on the other side here.
Introducing Michael Anthony's private stock, Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's private stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took it back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back for the last few minutes of this of the show. I want to throw just one thing in here, and then we're going to turn it back over to James and Kevin. I love listening to them. Sometimes I don't like to interfere too much. I love to hear what they got to say. But I got to say this, and I think I'm uniquely qualified to say so. I'll take anything that shows that there's been a change or there is a change happening in our government and in the people that are running it. I'll take anything because I got to tell you, from day one, from the time I stepped off USS Liberty back in 1967 after being the man in charge of the body recovery and the identification, I will take anything that will show that we've changed, that we've actually going to become the country that I knew back in the 60s once. And so if I get a little overzealous and a little hopeful. I'm sorry, that's just the way I feel. So I'm going to turn it over to you guys and tell the music.
Ron, I'm just going to say one thing and give it to Kevin. Lawrence Wilkerson, who you and I, and it was an honor to co-host a show, an honor to be your friend, Ron. But when we co-hosted the Your Voice Counts show with Lawrence Wilkerson, of course, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, assistant, former assistant to Colin Powell when he was in the Army and at the State Department, he even said that Cheney was in control of the Pentagon. And, of course, Colin Powell's already said the Jinza crowd was in control of the Pentagon in that book by Karen DeYoung of the Washington Post, the biographical book I just mentioned about Colin Powell. But Lawrence Wilkerson also said in a Dutch V-Pro documentary that the Dutch producer couldn't get there in any U.S. media like that Valentino's Ghost film I am in that's airing on PBS, going out to its affiliates on January 5th. They're cutting out my exchange with Lee Hamilton and the AIPAC parts. Anyway, cutting to the chase, Lawrence Wilkerson had even said that the Jewish lobby had gotten us into Iraq. And that's in that Dutch V-Pro documentary. You can go to tinyurl.com/Mersheimer to find it. Scroll down to it. And with that, I'll give it to Kevin. That's exactly the same thing that Chuck Hagel said. And this is a former assistant to Colin Powell who said the Jewish lobby is involved. And with that, I'm going to give the floor to Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, go ahead. We're right towards the end of the show.
Well, I think that the top people in our government have to understand the power of the Israel lobby. And so I do think that it could be that because Obama has had a difficult time with Netanyahu all along, I'm not in favor of Obama for all kinds of reasons, but I think he's an honest leftist, meaning he really does not want to see what's going on in Israel. I think he frowns on that kind of apartheid ethnic cleansing thing that's going on. I think he does not want war. It just is a gut feeling about him. And so I think that it could be that he's going to facilitate Israel. I mean, he did give Israel those bombs. There may have been some secret agreements before the election. I mean, Israel certainly wanted to have an award before the election, putting all kinds of pressure on Obama to bomb Iran, you know, in September. But he didn't do it, and we'll see, you know. I think the jury's still out. We still don't know exactly what's going on. I mean, it is interesting. I think that Israel lobby is far from dead, but I do think that there's a little more awareness here, and we'll see with the power of the lobby. You know, it's not just the Israel lobby like AIPAC and the usual operatives in the Wall Street Journal. It's also Abe Foxman and the ADL. I mean, the ADL is supposed to be a completely impartial organization, but, of course, they are, you know, part of the, in fact, they are a big part of the
Israel lobby. Professor, we're running out of time. I thank you very much for coming on tonight. A Merry Christmas to you and yours, and to you too, James.
You too, Ron.
We're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. God bless America. Phil, I hope this was satisfactory, even though I didn't get my pay raise. We'll see you tonight. We'll see you later. Bye.
Was a song for game.